Good morning and happy new year. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great time praying last night as we wrapped up the year with a prayer focus at Deer Run. And so slept in this morning and running a bit behind my normal or usual schedule, but it's New Year's Day, and still going to share together this morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Last night we focused in a prayer time at Deer Run on finding peace in the midst of the storms. And had some stations set up, or prayer locations, probably a better word than stations, because it was everything all at one spot, so we weren't wandering around, potentially cross-contaminating one another. But spent time praying for people. People going through the storms of life. And we're all dealing with that in one fashion or another, whether we're focused on the storms brought about by COVID, the storms brought about by an election that seems to have divided our nation or really exposed the division that's already there. The storms brought about by health issues, by various things. We wrapped up the evening looking at that and praying specifically about the several areas of storms. And in my usual fashion, I used a word, and this time it was storms, as the outline. And we prayed about those living in the midst of the storms of sorrows, grieving the loss of loved ones. Filled with sorrow over changes of life that they didn't want or ask for. And so many times, especially when that sorrow takes place during a holiday season, it can be a rather awkward thing because everybody around you wants to be joyful. And you're filled with sorrow. Excuse me. And so we prayed about the storms of sorrows that people were going through. We prayed for people that we knew that were dealing with sorrow in this season. We prayed about the storms of temptation. The enemy wants nothing more than to get us off track in our pursuit of God, in our walk with God every day. And the temptations surround us. And the isolation that has been a part of the COVID response can make it easier for us to give in to temptation because we're not around people as much. We're not near those that could hold us accountable as often as we might have been. So we prayed about people that are dealing with the storms of temptation. We prayed for strength. We prayed that they would stand firm. We prayed that they would seek God, that they would be helped. We prayed about the storms of oppression or opposition. And sometimes it's an oppression that is a putting down that someone else seems to be doing. Sometimes it's a perceived oppression because things aren't what we want them to be. And it has to be somebody's fault. And so we prayed for those that are going through the storms of oppression, of opposition, that they would know that as God's child, God is always on their side. God is always with them. Or more accurately, God always calls them to His side. To know that He values them. We also prayed for those going through the storms of rejection, that they would know the value that they have in God's eyes, and that we would value them. There are people all around us that have been rejected by someone. Rejected by a former husband, rejected by a parent, rejected by a child, rejected by society in general. Those that have been rejected by an employer, rejected by a friend. And so we prayed for those going through the storms of rejection, that they would know the value they have as God's child. They would turn to Him. We prayed about those going through the storms of mandates. And I told the group last night, I don't know that I would have thought of using that word in this context of storms if it hadn't been for COVID. But sometimes the storm is trying to understand what's the right thing to do. And the mandates seem to change from where you are to location, from day to day. But sometimes the storms of mandates aren't so much the mandates of our government, but the mandates of God create a storm in our life because, well, there's something within us that we have a tendency not to want to obey any mandate. We like our independence. Our American ideal is to be free. And so we tend to resist against any mandate. And just as the storms of the governmental mandates have swept across our nation, the greater storm in life is comes about when we choose not to obey the mandates of God. God has called us to a life of obedience. God says if we love Him, then His love abides in us, just as He abides in the Father and His love for the Father continues. And it's in that context that we spent time praying for those that find themselves in the midst of storms brought about by mandates, whether the mandates of God or the mandates of their government. And we also looked at, didn't spend a lot of time on it. I kind of stopped at the M. We'd been praying for a while. But kind of within all of that, the final letter of that word storms was to pray for the storms of suffering. And that kind of covered all of it. Those suffering sorrow, those suffering from temptations that they've given into, those suffering from opposition, those suffering from rejection, from mandates. And we prayed. And there's something special for me to gather at the end of a year and close it out praying for others. And we did that. And I would encourage you, those prayer points that I don't yet have the prayer points of that prayer time, but the individual prayer time that took place before that included 8 different prayer points on praying in the midst of the storms. And those are on the Impact Prayer Ministry Facebook page, as well as the Deer Run Church of Christ Facebook page, if you want to spend some time today praying in the midst of whatever storm you're going through. Today, as I look at the devotional that we've been going through, today's topic was one that I was a little hesitant to even share, given the political climate that we live in. It uses a word that, well, it can be rather abrasive, at least to some. As we continue in the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home, today's topic is A Home of Supremacy. And because of the way it has been, the word supremacy has been hijacked by various groups who want to claim that they're better than everybody else. It's almost become a bad word. But the Bible says that God is above all, was before all. God is supreme because He's God. In our world, there are those who try to assert their supremacy by force or by deception or by some manipulation to make it to the top. But God is supreme simply by being. By being first. By being best. By being God. And as we live life, today is a day of some college football games, I understand. And the goal is to work towards this solution, so to speak, this idea of who's the best. The games today are part of a playoff series to try to determine the best college football team in the nation. They're the supreme team. And yet there are others who would look at that system and say, well, that's not fair. We didn't even get invited. We didn't have a chance. And even after the final game of the playoffs is over, the team that wins will no doubt assert their supremacy over all of college football. But not everyone will agree. Not everyone will believe their claims. And yet those, particularly that are fans of that team, will hold up that victory as proof. But when God talks about us living in a home of supremacy, it's a home where He is supreme, where there can be no discussion on whether that's right or not, where His word is absolute. You see, that describes heaven. And God's desire as we journey toward that eternal home is that our home here on earth would be more like that. That our home would view Him as supreme, as overall, as the last word in what we say and what we do and how we live. You see, we have the choice today to make our home a little more like heaven by choosing to live under the supremacy of God, by looking to His Word, to listening to His Spirit, by spending time communing with Him in prayer, to know His ways and His will, to learn from Him, to take His yoke upon us, for it is easy. But it also keeps us in step with Him. When we're yoked together with Christ, we don't have the option of going off somewhere on our own. And we do that willingly because of his home. And because we want our home to be more like his. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time praying for the people that you know that are living through storms of life. Spend time examining how supreme God is in your life. Is there anything or anyone that you've put above him that's more important? That kind of takes precedence when you say, I know what God says, but this is what so-and-so says. I hear that a lot in Christian messages. The Bible says this, but I have a better understanding of it than anyone else. And so you should follow it my way. And God says, no, I'm supreme. You follow it God's way. Through obedience, through listening, through understanding what his word says, not what someone says his word says. God has the power, the ability, the desire through his spirit to make himself known to us. And yes, we help one another. We listen to one another. We learn from one another. But all in the context of the supremacy of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that indeed loves us. A God that is supreme over everything and everyone. You have existed before anything. Before the world, you were. Before creation, you were. Before a global pandemic, you were. Before any event in history, you were. You are. So, Father, as we live life today, may we live a prayerful life in submission to your supremacy over every detail of what we do. May we spend the time knowing you so that we would not be led astray or deceived by anyone who tries to twist your words to their advantage, who tries to draw people to themselves rather than to you. Father, today as we pray for those around us, may we be aware of the storms that they are living through. May we lift them up in ways that is meaningful, not only in our prayer life, but in our ways of encouraging and reaching out and showing your love to them. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that you would continue to guard them. As some prepare this weekend to finish up a Christmas break and return to schooling, whatever that might look like, I pray that you would watch over them. I pray that they would know your supremacy over everything. That they would see in us an individual, a mentor that values what God says above what anyone else does. And Father, may seeing that in us help them to value what you say. May they stand strong against the deception of this world. The deception that the enemy tries to indoctrinate them with. The doubt that's planted in their mind by the people around them and oftentimes even by our education system. Oh, Father, I see so many children who grow up and head off to college and throw out their faith because someone that they believed was smarter than them convinced them that it was rubbish. That the individual had a better understanding of what you really like. And they trade supremacy of you for a shadow. Father, help us to do a better job of raising and teaching and living under your supremacy, that it not only works, but it makes sense and it's desired by the people around us. Father, in the middle of this life that we live, may we keep you at that center point. That whether we turn to the right or the left, we would always hear your voice directing us in the way in which we ought to go. Father, as we live proclaiming you as supreme, may we do so with our words, may we do so with our actions. May we do so in ways that lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.